Hey, what's up? This is O-Town, and you're listening to Mojo in the Morning.
Hi, this is Jewel, and you're listening to Mojo in the Morning.
Yo, 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 this is Shaggy, and you're listening to Mojo in the Morning.
Mojo in the Morning is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Hi, it's Drew Carey. When I really want to piss Mimi off, I tie her up, drive her to Detroit, and that's it. I just drive her to Detroit. I'm sorry. And I turn on Mojo in the Morning.
Now, another world famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Good afternoon, man.
Yeah, is Michael there, please?
Michael, what is his position?
I don't know. He sits up straight at his desk, I guess.
Let me transfer you. One moment. Please.
Thanks.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, is Michael there, please?
One moment.
Thanks, Toots.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Yes?
How you doing there? My name's Bill Bonds. I'm partners with Plumbing. I think you know Desi?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I had to give you a call because Desi didn't have the heart to call you on account of you being friends and all. There's been a misquote on the job. He misquoted you a price, and actually it's going to be just a little bit different.
Go ahead. I mean,
oh, okay.
I got a price, which I agreed to, so.
Yeah, it's not that different. I think he talked to you about $10,800.
Right.
Yeah, it's just going to be $15,800.
That's not going to happen.
Well, unfortunately, it's just a little bit more with labor.
Yeah, but I had somebody else who was willing to do it for $12,000, and I took your bid because it was $10,800.
They probably did the same thing we did. See, they probably didn't see that they had to remove all the asbestos that we had to remove that we found on the job.
Well, you shouldn't have removed any asbestos. I didn't want you to remove asbestos. That's why I hired an asbestos removal.
Yeah, we had to remove it, and that, you know, with the labor and the special gloves and all that.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, sir, asbestos is dangerous. You can't be having that laying around the house. I mean,
you shouldn't have touched it.
Right. Well, that's why I use the gloves.
I'm telling you something right now.
Yes, sir.
You got a big problem with me if you f*** around with asbestos in my house.
Listen up, Judy. You got this.
Listen up, who?
Whatever. Smart guy. Listen, we need.
Smart guy?
Well, here's the thing. You don't understand the how dangerous this asbestos is.
No,
you can't just have any old
no.
whistled
Listen
guy.
Listen to me. Listen, yes. One sec, okay? I completely understand. And Desmond had said to me, we can remove it. And I said, I don't want you touching asbestos. I want a licensed asbestos remover, being the only person who deals with asbestos in my house. I said, because I understand how dangerous, and I don't want that stuff around with in my house unless you're licensed to do that and you're going to seal it off.
Oh, I know. You don't have to get groovy with me. That stuff's silly.
And he said, fine.
Right.
Now, if you're telling me that you subsequently found asbestos
right.
and you around with it, then I'm really upset because I didn't want you doing that. I don't want asbestos flying around my house.
Well, that's why I'm sure you can understand. It's a big old beautiful house you got, and
yeah,
you can't.
But you're not licensed to do that.
Well, we got rid of it pretty good for you. I mean, you
got rid of it.
Yeah, you can't have that stuff floating around.
You can't deal with that in my house.
You're telling me.
Well, you did it.
We got rid of it safely.
How'd you get rid of it? Did you seal the room? Did you?
We put some plastic up. We plasticked up the place like crazy.
Oh, come on. You're not licensed to do that. I specifically had this conversation with Desi, and that's probably why he didn't want to talk to me.
Well, that's why I think he's a little embarrassed because the price went over. That's because we used the duct tape to keep it.
You got two issues with me.
Right.
You got two issues.
You seem to be you know, it's...
I seem to be what?
I'm wondering, you sound like you're making a big deal over an extra $5,000. I mean, it's a beautiful house.
Well, first of all, you bet your I'm making a big deal over $5,000. You bet your ass I am.
So you're getting groovy with me here, and I'm just talking about...
I'm not getting groovy. This is business. You screwed around with asbestos in my house, and I specifically told Desi I didn't want him to do that.
I think Desi was concerned for the health of you and your family.
No, if Desi was concerned for the health of me and my family, then he would have done exactly what I told him.
This is crazy. We're halfway to Cuckooville. We can't be putting in a boiler with all that asbestos around and just ignore it and pretend it ain't there. We had to get rid of that stuff. Now you're trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip. You're worried over a couple dollars here.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
We could take the boiler. We could walk with it if you don't want the job done.
You
I'm telling you, though,
what?
it's
You can walk with what?
It's awful freaking cold in these harsh winters.
With what? What are you threatening me with?
Well, we could...
What are you threatening? I want to hear the threat.
If you don't want to pay for the boiler we installed, we can take it.
I've got a deal for the boiler you installed.
Okay.
Don't pull that with me.
Well, those quotes...
dealing with
we try and be as close as we
Who
can.
Who do you think you you're dealing with?
Okay, you're going to have to poop or get off the pot now. Are you going to pay us the money we did for the job, or are we going to have to hand this over to the collection agency?
Oh, I think you should absolutely hand it over to the collection agency.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you in court, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to sue your for every penny you're worth for around with asbestos in my house. You can I'm going to own your ass when this is done. You want to with me? You're with the wrong You picked the wrong to around.
Okay.
Now, if Desi wants to call me and talk about this like a man, have him give me a call.
No, you're not going to hear from Desi anymore. You're going to hear from our collection agent.
I'm looking forward to it.
His name is Mark. He's your brother-in-law, and he wants to say happy 50th birthday. You've just been phone scammed.
You piece of
Michael, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is the Mojo in the Morning show, and your brother told us to call you to give you a phone scam and wish you a happy 50th birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was going to kill this guy. Well, you got me.
Well, have a great birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
How long is it going to take for you to cool down, though?
It's going to take me a while. Somebody's going to get their ass reamed for no reason just because.
Your home of the phone scams. This is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.